like to read from John's first epistle. 1 John chapter 3, just a couple of verses, 10 through to 12. Three verses. 1 John chapter 3, verse 10. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil, and his brother's righteous. John here presents a very stark set of alternatives. And we might ask, you know, whose children are we? We've got the children of God on one side, and the children of the devil on the other. So we have two alternatives, that we're either the children of God, or we're the children of the devil. There doesn't seem to be anything in between. I'm a little bit of one and a little bit of the other, or I belong to a third category or a fourth camp, children of God, or the children of the devil. And he says they're manifest, in other words, you can tell them apart. It's nothing, of course, to do with skin colour or language or where on the planet you were born. You either practice righteousness, in which case you're of God, or you don't. And we've got the practicing of righteousness. Those who don't practice it are not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. And it might be that there are some people who are saying, well, I'm righteous, but I don't love my fellow believer. And John is saying, you don't have that opt-out. And the implication here, of course, is that if one is not capable of loving one's fellow believer, one has to ask, are you actually a child of God? And if you're not a child of God, there's only one father left. And any who in having heard verse 10, might marvel and say, well, that's rather new. John uses that well-beloved phrase. This is the message you heard from the beginning. Nothing new, nothing novel, no new light here. Those who are of God live a life pleasing to God, a righteous life. And that righteousness will be demonstrated by how one has regards for one's brother. Now, brother here could refer to fellow human being. It could refer to another believer in the church. And John illustrates it with Cain and Abel. Of course, Cain and Abel were literal brothers. They came out of the same womb. And although they were physically, biologically brothers, in the way that Cain treated Abel, he regarded him as an enemy. They should have been brothers, but in fact, Cain murdered him. And why? Because Cain's works were evil and his brother's were righteous. And there's always going to be an antipathy, a hatred, a dislike between those who stand for righteousness and that which is godly, and those who are ungodly and stand for that which is unrighteous. And they will not love their brothers. Evidently, they love themselves. And when self-love is so strong, there's not much room for the love of others. And yet I can't get away from that stark alternative, the children of God and the children of the devil. Elsewhere in the Bible, it talks about the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And there is a sense in which before we are converted, and if we are unconverted, we are children of the devil. It's not a phrase I would particularly use when witnessing to people, and yet the Bible makes it clear. And they're children of the devil, not because the devil has made them. The devil, as far as I can tell, can't make anything. All he can do is copy and counterfeit. But he does exert influence over them. They increasingly act in the way that he would want them to. And it's also worth remembering that John here is writing not a tract to the Roman Emperor, but to a church. And the challenge here is that we are to ensure and make sure that we are children of God. That we're not tares, that we're not chaff, that we're not children of the devil, dressing up in the habits of the children of God. And the way to make sure is to look at the way we live. Actions don't make us saved or converted. Only believing the gospel will do that. But if we really believe the gospel, it will have a mighty impact on the way we think, upon the way we act, upon the way we speak. And not just theoretically, not just in our prayer life, but how we behave towards other people. And the challenge is not to be like Cain, but to be like Abel. And in the following verse, which I won't concentrate on tonight, he says, "Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. Just as Cain hated Abel, so the world will hate the believer, but so also the false believer will not love the believer, because really deep down they're of the devil." The challenge here is, you know, make your calling and election sure. Don't just be theologically correct, but let the truth and the liberty and the power and the love and glory of the gospel permeate every area of your life, so that it is shown in a practical way in your dealings with other people. That is nothing new, for this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love.